I trade, if you like, under the name of Herbert John Jackson. I was born in King's Lynn, on the outskirts of King's Lynn, in a railway house. So I always had a close connection with the railway. Because we lived in a house that was about, I always reckon it was 6 foot from the line. I remember that the trains used to cause the ceiling to come down in the stairway. So you get plaster coming down, then we'd have to get some railway man would come and repair it. We moved to here because my parents had both been born and brought up in Bristol. My father, mainly his job was making sure batteries were charged up, making sure wires were intact, and that, you know, it meant during the winter he'd be knocking ice off cables and things. I mean, I remember him telling me about being on the bridge at King's Lynn over the river and knocking ice off the wires. Frightening. He spent his whole life on the railway, and he was coming up to 45 years, and he actually had a gold chain that he bought to put his gold watch on, which he never got, never received, because he's just short. I think he was short about 4 months. What was it? Grandfather, it says there, grandfather was a porter, then a shunter, finishing up as a guard by 1934, which is rather unfortunate because that's when he died. He just made it as a guard, and he died. My father's brother, he was a carpenter, really. He made wagons and, I suppose, repaired things. But two of his boys also worked on the railway. You know, as they grew up, they were both older than me. And one of them was fireman on the train that went into the river at City Station. My cousin James, known as Jim, or more commonly Peter, began his MGN career as a cleaner about 1941. Engines. Cleaning engines, yeah. Wiping them down with oily rags. I think cotton waste was the main thing that came down from the factories. And it would be just cotton waste, just cotton. And there'd be wads of it, and they'd use that to clean. And he became a past cleaner to get a post as a full-time fireman. But you worked your way up, you see. You started off cleaning, and then you passed as a cleaner, and then you became a full-time fireman. And he returned to Belton Country in 1952 after completing his national service in the RAF, but this time working in the boiler shop. I'm not sure what that entailed. In the 1970s, he photographed the clearance burning of the remaining unwanted railway buildings on the Melton site. That was my cousin who lived next door.